What mountain climbing and playing the trombone have in common this time on Culture File? Filippo Vignato is an Italian trombonist and improviser who, for the last few years, has been touring a project he calls All About Dreaming. Beginning in a small church in Italy, he developed a long-form improvisation that explores the spaces he enters, probing their reverberations and resonances, their peaks and troughs, and leading audiences along with him. He'll be performing the acoustic haiku on the Cooler in Dublin next month, before which he spoke to Culturefile about the trombone's deep roots and the tactile qualities of sound. Right.
Vado?
Sì.
The sound is a mysterious thing somehow. I mean, they are waves. They are waves that hit the body, basically. And so we are definitely hit, like physically. The acoustic sound is very powerful. By acoustic, I mean, even mostly when I'm doing the concerts, there are not mics or amplification. So this wave hits the space and so the people directly. The sound of the trombone is produced by the lips of the musician. This project, even before it has this name, it was cooking, you know, inside me since many years, actually. There was a turning point because I have been asked, I think in 2018 or 2019, to do a concert inside the church. It was funny because it was the Chiesa di San Filippo Neri, which is it's my name, it's the saint which holds my name, in Fermo, which is a little town, a medieval town in Marche, which is in the center of Italy. And it was a revelation. Of course, every musician knows that the refraction of whatever room you're in, like it could be really from a shower room or a bathroom or a bigger room, or it affects the sound. Actually, the sound is produced also because of the refractions. And so this church had this beautiful reverb. And so that was the beginning point. And then it was a practice that I've developed. These buildings they have built with the idea, especially the churches, and with the idea of playing music inside them. I don't know if it's I'm not judging if it's about the religion. I'm not interested in that thing, but this sacrality of the sound is shown at its best. The instrument itself, the trombone, is really one of the instruments that stayed as it was since maybe 6 centuries or something like that. If you go to Rome, there's a church which has the very first image of a trombone. And it was an angel playing it with other angels, you know. And I think it was late 15th century. It's the same. It's the same. It's a straight trombone model. Like it has the slide and the bell, and that's it. It's a pipe that becomes long, and so the pitch changes, and then you can use the harmonics. And it's interesting because it's not a tempered instrument. Even now, you know, it's based on the overtone series, and you have to adjust. I found it very fascinating, this idea that it stayed like it was. I discovered this later, but because my father was playing the trombone as well, so the trombone was in the house also with other instruments. Of course, I had this fatal attraction. My father, he was doing a degree in musicology. He wrote a book, a thesis on the history of the instrument. And I have to confess, I haven't read it. At some point, I usually demount, if that's the word, the instruments. I dismantle. And then I'm playing the pieces that are that result from the dismantle, and they are very playable. So it was kind of natural, and I might have done it randomly in one concert, and then it kind of stayed there. For example, recently I was ending whistling, but then I started whistling and then singing. So it was like kind of going back to the source of sound, to the very root of everything, which I think is the voice, basically. What we do is to search in our subconscious. Maybe to say it better, you have to be very conscious that you're going to search. I don't want to show people what I can do. I just want to search for something which I didn't know before. There's a famous mountain climber, Nives Meroy. She's Italian, and she's one of the most important female climber. And she wrote this book, and the title of the book is Io sono le montagne che non ho scalato, which would be I am the mountains I haven't climbed yet. And I think I love this idea.
Filippo Vignato there, and he'll be bringing All About Dreaming to the Cooler in Dublin on October 10th. Tickets from improvisedmusic.ie.